G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Congratulations to our Aussie athletes. Over the course of what was 2 weeks of competition, our Aussie athletes have stood above everybody else in the Commonwealth, and we have utterly punched above our weight. Now, Australia has always been an incredible sporting nation, but it just goes to show over the course of 14 odd days of competition that we have done so incredibly well. Australia walks away from the Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast with 80 gold medals, 59 silver and 59 bronze, a total of 198 medals overall. When it comes to the medal tally, Australia sits dominantly at number one. England, India, Canada and New Zealand round out the top five. And what a spectacular couple of weeks of competition from our, not only our Aussie athletes, but from athletes from right the way across the globe. I know I was transfixed watching Tom Daley, one of the greatest divers ever, during the course of the Olympics, picking up the gold medal with during the course of the competition. It really was just fantastic to see over the course of the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, of course, last night, closing ceremony has got a lot of people talking on social media from last night right the way across the morning. Luke and the team on the night shift were barraged with calls from people who were so bitterly disappointed that the Australian athletes and all the athletes, in fact, were not shown coming into the stadium for the closing ceremony. It's something that's going to dominate news across the day today.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
I was having a chat to my mum a couple of weeks ago. She's a huge fan of the 50s and 60s. Of course, she would have grown up with all the music, of course. She was saying that one of the writers for the Beach Boys hated the beach and used to compose songs for the Beach Boys in a sandpit in his house with his grand piano sitting in it to get the feel of the sand and the beach without actually being there. I'm not sure how true it is, but we were having a conversation about it. It is 14 after 6 as we start the day today. I've got to send a huge shout out to everybody in the Limestone Coast. Something truly remarkable took place on Friday afternoon. There were over 500 people from across the Limestone Coast who all gathered at the Barn Palais, and they gathered for an incredible event. It was an event to raise money for homelessness in the Limestone Coast, or to prevent homelessness in the Limestone Coast. It was a fundraiser for AC Care, Anglican Community Care, here in the Limestone Coast. And I got to tell you, not only was it a fantastically run event, we're going to talk about it later on this morning, in fact, but the sheer amount of money that was raised in the Limestone Coast in one afternoon. And I know so much work would have gone on behind the scenes to get it to the point of a one-day fundraiser, but it is just incredible to think, and get this is a huge figure, over $125,000 was raised in just one afternoon here in the Limestone Coast for AC Care to battle homelessness within our community. And that, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, is just an incredible achievement from everybody who worked tirelessly behind the scenes, probably for over a year to put it all together. Everybody who made donations, to everybody who bought tickets, to everybody who generously took part in the auctions that took place on Friday. It was a fantastic day at the Barn, one of two great events on the course of the weekend, and what a sensational achievement. Once again, $125,000 raised from our Limestone Coast community to help people in our Limestone Coast community. You've just got to be happy with that. And well, I know for one, I am very proud of being a resident of the Limestone Coast as a result.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Now, talking events that took place over the course of the weekend, there was a great concert on Saturday night, and to everybody who went along to be part of it, hopefully it was an absolutely sensational night. I know it wasn't the best night to be out and about in the Limestone Coast because the weather over the weekend was pretty wild and wintry. Speaking of which, a big g'day to all the emergency services, especially the SES, who were out and about over the course of the weekend, not only here, but right the way across the state. Just amazing weather. But getting back on topic, on the weekend, Avenue and Justice, two incredible bands from the 70s here in the Limestone Coast, were playing at the Barn Palais, and they were raising money for men's health, for the men's shed here in the Limestone Coast. And well, one hopes that the concert was absolutely sensational, and a lot of old rockers would have got together on Saturday night. Now, talking about what's going on locally, it's time for us to say a big good morning to Katja. Hello.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, roads have reopened following a fatal accident in the southeast. Police and fire crews have rushed to Kingston, responding to reports of a suspicious house blaze. Locals with information on a reported break-in at Y are being urged to come forward. And the Limestone Coast Protection Alliance has applauded an announcement from the Premier. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, these are just some of the stories that Katja is going to keep you up to date with across the morning. This morning, she's got a flat-out day, in fact.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
On your local 963 Triple M, we are giving you the chance to rock the boat in 2018. And on Friday afternoon, Al, the captain of the club, he was back and he was giving one lucky person the news that they were going to be cruising the South Pacific in style for 7 days. You never know, it could well be you this week. We're going to give you the chance to go along and check out James Rain in concert right the way across this week on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And locally, the 4x4 Expo is on, and we're going to give you the chance to win tickets to go along to that as well. If that is not enough, there is a whole lot of stuff that we are doing online this morning. And I want to know what it took for you to get your license. There's a story about a bloke in the UK who took 33 times to get his license. I know I failed my license test twice before I finally got it, and I didn't get my license till I was about like 25, 26, 27. So I would love to know how many times it took you to get your license. You can jump online and have your say on 13 2710 on our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Milo is in the studio with me, mate. What a weekend it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of sports blown away, one would say, except the Pioneers were inside at the Ice House on Friday night, and they faced a battle because they were without a couple of big guns, Brad Hill and Madjock Dink, one of our new boys. But they dug deep, and boy, what a shootout. To catch that real Pioneers with Richard Hill at the helm, 127 defeated Albury Wodonga Bandits, who didn't come over and rob the goodies, 94, and that is a terrific result, 33. You only got to win the games you can, and out of the blocks. Now, looking at the top scorers, Captain Courageous leading from the front, Tom Daly with 40 big ones. On target, Eric Easy Burden with 26. One of the new guns, Lewis Thomas with 21. And nicely backing up those boys, Kyle Tippany with 13 and Kane DeWitt with 10. And we'll talk to Richard Hill as usual after 8:30 this morning. That means Friday night ice hour, 7:30 tip-off, the new time across the Siebel. They take on Diamond Valley, who they defeated in an early season pre-season hit out, and they sit 1 win, 2 losses. So we'll have a chat to Richard Hill on Friday to find out about their lineup this season and how the game will shape. Absolutely. Now, talking winter sport, and it definitely was.
Boy, was she.
Yeah, Aussie rules, of course. So Western Border Footy Super 6, and there's life in the competition. And it was West Gambia posting their first win, 40 points over South Gambia. Had to work for it a bit. In the goals for West, Dale Robbins and Tommy Holmes, 3 and 2 respectively. Brad Bryant, one of the leading players there at South with 2, and leading the way all over the arena. Had a terrific start to the season. Last season's best and fairest from memory, Laurie Bradley-Brown was hopping for the Kangaroos. Now, Millicent, two wins, 41-point victory over North Gambia, so they would have went home pretty happy. Leading the pack there, Hamish Nitsky with 3, Hamish Gordon and Dylan Bromley with 2 goals there, and 2 goals was the best for North Gambia by Fraser Marshall. Millicent's best on ground, and welcome back to the club, playing good footy already. Hamish Gordon there, and he'll only get better as he totally adjusts to the tempo of Western Border footy. Now, didn't get a sheet through on Saturday night on time from East Gambia, but it did eventually come through and we rustled it up. Cass and Sanford, 10-9-69, defeated the reigning Premier 6-8-44, and that 25-point margin gives the Cats a lot of confidence going forward. And Eastern, another slow start, but they have seven premiership players out that are expected to come back in coming weeks. Now, Dylan Ayton and Callum Curry led the way with three goals apiece. Giancarlo Cooper with two. And Mark Rumbelow, he had a lot of shots at goal and kicked a lot of points. So if he straightens up, things will happen. Now, Mighty Middersea, Tandanula won by 4 points over Congaron and a good hit out. The Tiger, Brandon Pitts, led the way with five goals. Welcome back to the comp, Robbie Versace with three. And from Congaron, it was John Simpkin with four and Josh Wright with three. Mount Burr, 26-point victors over a competitive Glencoe. For the Burr, it was coach Tom Renzi with three goals. And the consistent Glencoe goal kicker of note was Adam Gregory, who had a good season and he's following up this year. The Clangadu and Hatherley clash, a bit of revenge for Clangadu for their fade out in the final series last year. It was very tight at three-quarter time, 6-8 to 7-7 to Hatherley, but the Du boys got home by 9 points. In the goals, Lockie Jones and Ben Gregory with three apiece for the Du, while for the Eagles, Josh White was the best with two, and having a breakout game. Well done, young, promising ruckman Liam Hay for the Du. And Nangwari and Port Mac, and it was Port Mac belting them worried of the tune of 258 points.
Wow.
Was raining goals. And I suppose the big one is who will be the first to kick 50 against Nangwari, and can someone kick 60? So watch this space. And as predicted by yours truly, big Jake Turner. He said, I'm going to get a bag, and he kicked 12 goals, Huey. And the farmer Phil Scanlon, former rookie of the year, Ned Wilkie, he snuck through 8, and James Bald had a good day with 7 as well. Lucky last, the K&T, the big league, Mundella, 33-point predictors over Kingston. Show me the money for Mundella. Tim McIntyre with five goals there, and the old dairy farmer, well done, Heath Thorpe, likewise. Ex-North Gambia player and the best players, William Nankerville from Mundella. Now, Penola, and this was a very early season final five game, and Penola made a statement winning it by five goals, having to kick 10 goals in the last quarter to one to win that one, so that would have been some sort of sight. And for Penola in the goals, Adam Merritt with three, and likewise, Brodie Foster with two. And Kybe's goal kickers, a note, were Lachlan McGregor and Tom Cooper with three. And Simon Burkefield, best on ground again for Penola, already off with a bang. KLU defeated Border Districts by 43 points. Coach Nick Murphy kicked four, along with Shannon Snook. Border Districts was Sean Mansell with four, and best on ground once again, Alex Brown from KLU. For Keith and Padthaway, it was a good clash as usual, but Keith snuck away in the second half to win by 46 points. In the goals, welcome home Ben Simons with four and Albert Dunstan with three. And Padthaway, it was one of the local boys, Thomas Edwards, come back with three goals. And lucky last, Bordertown and Narracourt. Well done, Bordertown, and they're building after a poor year last year to defeat Narracourt by 10 points. Bordertown, Nick Hampel with four goals. And for Narracourt, coach Chris Laddams led the way with five. We will have a break and we'll come back with all other winter sport.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M's Rock the Boat 2018.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M on Friday afternoon. Al was back. He is a huge mate of mine. We have worked together for a number of years now, and he was making a call to change somebody's life, giving you the chance to rock the boat in 2018. Shara was the lady who got the call, and here is just some of what went down.
Now, Rock the Boat 2018 is coming up in October, and it's going to be the best fun adventure ever. We are talking a star-studded lineup of amazing musical acts. We are talking the chance to cruise aboard the mighty Radiance of the Seas. We are talking a beautiful cabin to stay, the ultimate getaway prize. What an adventure this is going to be. And I've got Shara on the line, who hasn't realised that she's going to be part of it this year. Hello, Shara. Al from the Greatest Years in Music and captain of the club. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Oh, my God. Are you telling me I won the cruise?
The cruise?
Yeah.
The Rock the Boat competition?
Yeah.
Where you've told us that you are super keen to be on board and go and check out Foreigner, your greatest band of all time.
Yes.
Is that what you're hanging for me to tell you, Shara?
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're telling me that.
Shara?
Yes?
You're going to rock the boat!
That's awesome. It's also my wedding anniversary.
Well done.
Yay.
You,
oh, my God,
are going to be spending 7 nights in October on board the mighty Radiance of the Seas, Rock the Boat 2018, rocking out with your favourite group of all time, being Foreigner, of course, the Romantics, Ross Wilson, Knowlesy. We're going to put you up in a deluxe ocean view stateroom cabin, all meals, entertainment, gratuities on board. That's all taken care of. It is all yours, Shara. Well done.
Yes, thank you. That was awesome. awesome. Woo! Seriously made my day.
You weren't expecting a call like this.
No, I was just eating my, having sushi for lunch, thinking, oh, I've got to go back to work.
Well, now you can plan your October getaway.
Oh my God, I'm going to ring my husband and tell him. Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, amazing prizes like this one are just one of the many benefits of being a member of the club. So if you haven't jumped on board, hit us up through the radio station website. And if you want to be on board this amazing boat trip coming up in October, to book your cabin, head to chooseyourcruise.com.au or contact your cruise co-agent.
Shara was just a little bit excited on Friday afternoon. I'm not surprised to mention her husband was as well. We're giving you another chance to win this Friday. Al is going to be back, so jump online, triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Pride, I tell you what, the Limestone Coast is an amazing place to live. There is always so much incredible stuff going on. And on Friday, I was lucky enough to be part of the homelessness luncheon that took place out at the Barn Palais. In the week leading up to it, I caught up with two fantastic people in the Limestone Coast. They are back with me this morning. Anne Hinckley-Tyler from AC Care, Barry Stafford from the Barry Manning Group. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Guys, I don't think you have wiped the smiles off your face since you walked in the studio this morning, and it probably continued right the way across the weekend because the homelessness lunch was a huge success.
It was outstanding, Ewan. Like, it's just a couple of words to describe it. A proud and humble, you know, proud of the community, super proud of the small committee that pulled it all together and the work that they've done. And I'll mention their names, obviously Anne Hinckley-Tyler and Aston Reed from Kinship Productions, Robin Reed, which most of Limestone Coast would know, and along with Di Ind, which everyone would know as well. So they've just done an awesome job for the community, pulling it all together with the support of a couple of major businesses in AC Care, you know, the people in the background at AC Care, and there especially Hannah Carruthers has done an amazing job to help us pull it all together late, and the Barry Maney Group, obviously behind the scenes, they allow me the time to put an energy into the program, and also Kate Jennings there, she's done a power of work in the last month to help pull a lot of it together. So just so proud of the team, proud of the community, because we just keep saying this is an amazing community. They just, the generosity is outstanding. There are a couple of keys to that. It is purely because of the fact that the money stays here locally to support homelessness in the southeast, the Limestone Coast, and also the fact that, it's not just that support, but it's just an opportunity to get together and have fellowship and camaraderie, and our business is really pulled together.
On Friday, as the dinner was winding up, it was announced that $125,000 had been raised in a room of 500, 600 people. Has that figure gone up? Will it look like going up over the course of the next week or so?
It is going to be a bit more. I don't know yet. I haven't gone into work, but I will be today. And I noticed when it had finished and people were networking at the bar, that our guys, that was Aaron, Julie and Kat, they did a fantastic job taking the money and processing everything. And they were still taking donations.
See, that's
insane. So I expect that we'll still have a bit more that we can announce, the final figure.
What does $125,000 being raised in the Limestone Coast community mean to AC Care?
It means a great deal. It means that we can continue with some of the programs that we've already started with the previous fundraising endeavours. So, for example, the Tenancy Education TED program, that's an award-winning program now. That was started with funds raised from this previous Support Homeless Luncheon. And that's where we get businesses to come and work with some of the clients and talk about budgeting, presentation skills for job opportunities, housekeeping, etc., a whole range of things like that. And then we also look at our financial counselling, which is another program which is entirely dependent upon donations as well. We really want to focus on the prevention side in terms of our strategies for alleviating homelessness in the community. Because if we can prevent, if we can get in early, then we're not going to have a crisis. We're not going to have people sleeping rough on the streets. So that's extremely important to us and for people that may be at risk of homelessness. So extremely important that we've got, 62,500 over the next 2 years that we can work with, and also look at perhaps some seed funding with something new, some new innovations that we want to trial in terms of the prevention as well. and we'll announce those later.
Guys, once again, hugely successful. Obviously, you guys must almost work on this 2 years in advance to put a dinner like this on.
It does. It does take a while to come together. Probably the 12 months out is when the major work starts. But prior to that, you've got to, like, you know, do the work to come up with a guest speaker and get the right person, the right fit. And this time around, we think we just nailed it with Tim Guest. Mm-hmm. I mean, because of his experience through the homelessness situation and understanding, so he was really be able to help the other side of the program, not just about raising funds, but creating awareness in the community and looking at all the business people in the community. They have so much great intellect that we don't know that they could help out with, you know, like, so they start to understand what it's all about and they come to us and say, well, how about, can I help in this way? And it's that in-kind help and awareness that makes a massive difference on top of the dollars raised as well.
600 odd people in the room. I am sure not one of them walked out of that room without being touched by what Tim said. Guys, again, congratulations. I would love to find out what the final figure is for the homelessness lunch. Thanks for joining us this morning and congratulations.
No,
the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Oh, we have got so much more sport to talk about. We're going to catch up with Richard Hill from the Pioneers later on this morning. Milo is back with me in the studio as we talk all about some of the stuff that went on the weekend. Good day, mate.
Yeah, back again. And it was a red leg day for Nettie. East Gambier 53 in the A grade defeat Caston Sanford 21 and the Western Border Super 6 as well. Millicent 67, too good for North Gambier 38 and West Gambier 46. Two wins in a row defeated South Gambier 38. Moving down to the Mid-South East League, and it was Congron going down to Tandanoola 8-32. So well done to the defences at Tandanoola there. Mm. It was Glencoe 43 defeating Mount Burr 40. Kalangadoo 55 defeated a very promising Hatherley, something to build on there, 41. And Nangwaru were competitive, but they went down 39 to Port Mac 49. Moving up to the big league, K&T, of course, Mundala 52 defeated Kingston 29. Good morning, Panola 39 defeated Kyrie Bowlight 34 one of the matches of the day. Border Districts 41, too good for KLU 35. Keith 78, far too good for Padaway 31. And another close one, indicator of the final five, Border Town 35 defeated arch rival Narracourt 33. And Mount Gambier netball, and the wind would have blown down from the mountain on Saturday. Vicky's 41 defeated Amazon's 15. Intruders 45, too good for Lakers 15. Nomad 16 went down to Saints 59. And Zodiacs 11 got a little bit of a touch-up by Hobbits 54. Now, talking soccer, the men's game, Millicent Zip went down to Inter 8. Out, Sam Buetti 4 goals and Matt Buetti 2. Narracourt Zip, Apollo 2. And you guessed it, Portland didn't score, but Central's put through 4, and it was coach Nathan Fleetwood there with the big bag of 4, so he's made an impact on Limestone Coast soccer this year. Bendigo Bank, South East Women's Football Association, Portland Zip, Central's 4, Tracy Long 2, Kate Seaton and Kate Comorsis with 1. It was Wanderers Zip, Apollo 3, Nolly DeBreen 2, and Bibby Paul with 1, testing the old fella out there. Millicent 7, Leticia Izzo with 3, Annalise Canala with 2, and Kelsey Wilkinson also with 2. They defeated Inter, and you guessed it, it was Zip. Yui, just before we go out, a very good luck this week, and it's all indoors, so it's good.
Luckily.
It's netball. The National Under, or 17 and Under State Team Championships in Adelaide, and there'll be 3 Southeast, ex-Southeast girls, Jordan Adams, Nia Allen and Molly Watson competing. So let's hope they play well and they have a win.
Absolutely, mate. We're going to catch up after news and sport. We'll catch up with Richard Hill from the Pioneers, getting us closer to news and sport. It is time for us to give you the chance to be a winner here at Triple M.
Triple M's Rock the Boat 2018.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, we are giving you the chance to rock the boat in 2018, and a man who would like to be there is Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, good morning. You, and how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How was the weekend?
Yeah, hot and dusty.
As it is in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, no, got quite wet at the football on Saturday, and yeah, no, it was not a very nice weekend at all.
Mate, what is 7 nights in October sailing the South Pacific sound like to you then?
Absolutely sensational, yeah. What a lineup, and yeah, to be able to do it on a cruise ship. I've never been on a cruise ship, so yeah, no, it'd be really good to win that.
Well, Terry, you are in with a chance to win. We're going to see if we can make you the winner on Friday afternoon when Al is back. Good luck, and enjoy the hot and dusty conditions today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ewan, and yeah, cheers.
on 963 Triple M. Just like Terry, if you would like the chance to rock the boat in 2018 with some incredible acts such as Foreigner, The Romantics and 43 other incredibly hot acts, what you can do, you can book your cabin now at chooseyourcruise.com.au. You can contact your cruise co-agent or you can jump online to triplem.com.au. Just like Terry, become a member of the Triple M Club and we will see if we can get you rocking the boat in 2018. All thanks to the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Triple M. Loves like McIntyre.
We do indeed. It is time for us to catch up with news and sport. Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are going to join us in a moment. Karcher is going to keep us up to date with all the things that you need to know from across the Limestone Coast, including a terrible accident that took place on the Red Oak Highway on the weekend. After we update news and sport for you, we're going to catch up with Healy. Milo is going to be back and we are going to talk footy tipping. Pity from Arena Sports Store will be dropping by as well on 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's your local 963 Triple M. There's a whole lot of sport that we've talked about across the Limestone Coast, but Milo's back in the studio with me. We've got Richard Hill on the line. Hilly, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Hilly. Now, we're back to the wall to a degree, but that's when you find out about yourself and your squad. The Kaztec Rural Pioneers got up 127-94 over Albury Wodonga Bandits. You're out of the blocks.
That was a bit weird, wasn't it, Milo?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, what a turnaround. All credit to our guys and particularly I think our leaders in Tom Daly and Eric Burden that took some responsibility with a couple of guys out and knowing that we'd played poorly the week before and terrific to see, fantastic for our fans to see a game like that, up and down, the ball going in the hoop a lot. Not a lot of defence, let's be perfectly honest. They defended us really poorly, but we were great.
Now, considering the situation, one of the best minor round wins you've been involved in, Richard?
I guess from a, like, yeah, probably surprisingly, the performance of the team given the circumstances. I'm not sure. We've had more important wins, I think, but the performance of the team was surprised. Like, I was confident we could win based on the fact that, that group without Brad and Majuk had been playing together all pre-season and played pretty well. So that was something to lean on.
Now, it was a good effort by the two Ks. They're really finding their feet. Tip and Ian DeWitt, and you highlighted that Kane DeWitt was ready to explode. They're in the points and they did everything else as well.
Yeah, well, they've got great energy and quickness and, they're working hard. And I'm really pleased for Kane. Like, he got a couple of fouls early, so we needed to sit him and keep him sort of on ice until the second half and came back in and had a significant role to play and did that very well. And Kyle, Kyle's getting better each and every outing that we have. He's trying to find his way in a standard that's up on what he's been used to, and I think he's going to be real good for us too.
Now, looking at those top scorers, Captain Courageous Tom Daly always leads from the front with 40. Eric Burden was on target, the easy, with 26. 21, Lewis Thomas really starting to find his feet in this competition, and all goes well. Now, Hilly, of course, the beat goes on. Diamond Valley, and we played them in pre-season. One win, two losses. 7:30 tip-off at the Ice House. We'll have a chat about them, and no doubt you'll analyse them and have a look at a bit of vision during the week.
Yeah, look, we'll see how a few of the guys, things work out for us during the week. Looking forward to Diamond Valley coming in. They'll be pretty tough. And just a quick mention, it's Easy's 200th game as well on Friday night, so that should be a real big occasion for us. He's been unbelievable for the Pioneers for a long time now.
Be there, another celebration. Look forward to having a chat to you Friday morning.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, Ray Hadley's coming in for you after 9 this morning, and I'm sure he's going to be talking about the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. Before I say goodbye, though, it is time for us to catch up with Guy. He's going to be back this afternoon. Good morning, mate.
Hello, mate. Happy Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. And coming up today from midday on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M, we've got the 10 from then following the Ray Hadley Morning Show. And we'll take you back to the year 1988. Plenty of classic hits on the way. I'll tell you how you've got the chance to get aboard Triple M's Rock the Boat. The final week we're doing this, you might be sailing on the Radiance of the Sea with some amazing musical acts. Details are at the website. You've got to be a club member, so head there now, triplem.com.au. At 3 o'clock, Jars and Louis for the drive home with a rush hour. And at 5 today, the classic 5 at 5, thanks to Mount Gambier Shooting Supplies. 5 songs with one common theme. Up for grabs, that Australian-made DVD. It could all be yours. At 6, Malcolm Blight and Kane Corns with Sports Day. And then at 7, Al returns with the greatest years in music. It's all coming up today from midday, my friend, here on the Limestone Coast, Triple M.